435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Great reporting, as always, with our pal Charles Pyle. Good to have him back in the afternoon where he belongs, by the way. I'm just going to say that. I do find it interesting. I just have to address this quickly, and then I want to chat with Brad Hughes, my pal from Powhatan. We'll do that in a second. But you heard the clip inside of Charles's news where the sheriff is saying, well, you know, the prior administrations, they had this many deaths, and we only have this many. If, in fact, you're comparing apples to apples, absolutely, that's something to talk about. It's not apples to apples, not even close. That's why I said it's like apples to autos. Under Sheriff Woody, you had the old, antiquated city jail, and you were carrying a population, an inmate population, ranging between 1,100 and 1,600. Under Sheriff Irving, you have a state-of-the-art, or at least it was when she got the keys to it, a state-of-the-art, just about brand-new facility where the inmate population is never more than 500. So if you're going to compare these things, and she's the one who raised the issue, so okay, I guess we're going to compare it. Maybe we'll talk about it Monday because she's going to be on the program Monday. But you are talking about a far higher per capita death rate under Sheriff Irving as opposed to Sheriff Woody. So Monday afternoon, Antoinette Irving, who is the sheriff of the city of Richmond, she's going to be with us. Bill Burton, who would like to be the sheriff of the city of Richmond, is going to be with us as well. Now, take a deep breath, because I want to talk about something totally positive. Although it still involves sheriffs. I love it. We got like a theme show going. I feel like Merv, Germ. It's like a theme show. But you know my buddy Brad Hughes, who is a deputy sheriff out in Powhatan. And the sheriff of Powhatan, by the way, Brad Nunnally, great guy. Brad, I want him to share some of his background, because he's devoted his life after what is without question, I think, one of the most horrifying situations that could ever happen to a human being. He took all of it, turned it into a positive, and he's got a big event coming up. If you are a bowler or you want to help people via fundraising with bowling, it's going to happen on Saturday, June the 28th. But let me bring Brad in. Brad, it is good to chat with you. Great to have you here.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you as well, sir.
Yeah, it was, by the way, nice to see you a couple of weeks back at the Vail event over at Greentop. You were making the rounds, as you always do, and putting a smile on everybody's face.
That's what we got to do, sir. We have to promote our first responders each and every day.
Absolutely. I want you to take a moment here, just remind everybody what has motivated you to do what you do, what happened to you, and then I want to get into this Faces of Heroes bowling fundraiser.
Be my pleasure, Jeff. March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, 2014, I was working a crash on the Midlothian Turnpike, and unfortunately I got struck by a distracted driver, and ultimately I lost both of my legs. Behind that, I've always taken the drive and the initiative to promote highway safety initiative programs, both in high schools and with our first responders, to remind our drivers that our first responders are out there doing their job every day to make sure that not only you get home safely, but they get home safely to their families. So we make sure that we bring initiatives to the public about distracted driving, the move over law, highway safety programs, making sure you're wearing your seatbelt, all those things, so it makes it so that you yourself come home alive to your family.
It is such a vital, vital thing. We talk about these move-over laws, whether it is law enforcement or firefighters or tow truck operators. These are folks who are out there every single day in all sorts of weather, as you know. And there's somebody driving, and it just takes a split second, and you have either ruined a life or impacted someone in such a way that they are never going to be the same.
You're exactly right. I explained to a lot of drivers that in 3 seconds you can take somebody's life, and in 3 seconds you can change your own, just by the sheer things that you do when you're encompassing driving and driving distracted. So when you're driving, make sure that you're paying attention, you have your hands on the wheel, you're paying attention to what's in front of you. not just what's in front of you, but what's in front of that car ahead of you.
Yeah.
Time and reaction is what it takes. Heightened awareness and situation awareness is something that I preach to our first responders, along with those that are out here for our new drivers.
I want to remind everybody, Brad Hughes is joining us, Deputy Sheriff out in Powhatan County. You go into a lot of schools. You mentioned that. What's the reaction from the students? Do they get it, or are they thinking, oh, come on, you're just an old guy and you don't understand? I've always had a cell phone, so of course I can text while I'm driving. You don't get it.
Well, I explained to them the fact that I had a 16-year-old daughter at that time when my incident occurred.
Yeah.
And the ramifications behind not just what she felt on that day that this incident happened, but what my family felt. Yeah. And then the legal side, the financial side that I had to deal with. But the driver who was involved in this situation, what they had to deal with from a lawsuit side.
Yeah.
So it takes away a lot of what can happen to you when situations like this occur, when you take your eyes off the road. Not
yep.
just driving distracted, but having conversation, eating, shaving, all that.
Yeah.
I see it all the time when I'm on the road.
It's
so
crazy.
Reminding our young people about these dangers, they get it. And a lot of them say thank you.
Yeah.
And they appreciate the fact that I came in there to talk to their school.
I tell you something, Brad. One of the things that has amazed me about you personally for as long as I've known you, it's a long time now, there are a lot of people that would have gone through what you went through. And let me remind everybody, I mean, Brad was, yeah, big, tall, strapping dude, right? You're doing the job you're meant to do. This split-second situation happens. You lose both of your legs. I don't know. I swear to you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't know that I would have had inside of me what you have inside of you that said, okay, well, this is not optimal, but got to get back at it. I mean, you have just redoubled your efforts like nobody's business. I'm blown away by you, man.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate everybody who's been out here, who's been supporting me. But, you know, when I was in the hospital and after the situation occurred, I can't sit there and just mope and say, woe is me, because there's going to be another person who's going to have to deal with the same situation I had to deal with, learning how to walk all over again, learning how to do things all over again. You know, I was 40 years old when this incident happened.
Jeez.
And before a baby can walk, it has to crawl.
Yeah.
Well, imagine a grown man having to crawl on the floor every day to build himself back up. That tells you something. I'm not going to let something tear me down when I can continue to build myself up to make sure the next person doesn't have to go through what I had to go through.
Wow. Well, you know, my hat is off to you. My hat is also off to Brad Nunnally, the sheriff out in Powhatan, who said, yeah, I want you on my team. That's pretty high praise as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I love working for Powhatan Sheriff's Department. It is a tight-knit family, but
yeah.
We also go out here and we do things that are necessary to provide a service for the county. You know, we're all about education, not incarceration.
Yeah.
And that's something that I promote a lot of. And, you know, Brad is a very strong advocate for Highway Safety Initiative programs, so he supports me each and every day and makes sure that I get the amount of resources that I need to go out here to promote what I'm doing to other departments and other counties.
All right. Now, that being said, there's always a limited budget. I don't care what the agency is. I don't care how great they are. There's always a limited budget. So we have the Faces of Heroes bowling fundraiser coming up, and you need to give everybody the details. Number one, if they're bowlers, how they can participate. But even folks who are not bowlers, can they help in some way?
Yes, Jeff. You know, the Faces of Heroes bowling fundraiser, this is our second annual. We're hosting it right here in Chesterfield County at the Bowl America on Hall Street Road, just before you get to Genito Road, just past Genito Road. And basically this, the Faces of Heroes represent the faces that you see before and after an incident.
Mm.
They never know what the call is going to be. No call is ever the same.
That's right.
But they're there to do a service. And they're heroes in my eyes because of the fact that the stuff that they acquire to go out here to take that knowledge, that tutelage, to not only save a life, but to change a life,
yeah.
and to be there to support you when needed. So all that being said, we're looking for some bowlers to come out here. I don't care if you can't bowl, but the thing of it is, it's all about support, and it's all about coming out, having a great time. with not just first responders, but your neighbors, your friends, your family. And it's three games.
Okay.
It's $30 a person. And again, like I said, it's going to be at the Bowl America on Hall Street. We are asking for everybody to get there at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We're going to have bags and pipes. They're going to be there to perform. We're going to have our honor guard from Chesterfield County. We will do the national anthem as well because it's the kickoff for the 4th of July.
Okay.
And we will have somebody there who will be playing the bagpipes, along with the trumpet to do our national anthem.
Nice.
So we're looking for everybody to come on out here, have a great time, support your first responders, because the money that is raised from this will go towards scholarships for the children of first responders.
Okay.
And then not only that, but it goes towards putting efforts into highway safety programs for our kids that are in schools. So like I said, we're going to have raffles, we're going to have contests, we're going to have giveaways. Those that can make a strike on a red pin, you'll receive something as well. So it's going to be a great time. Last year we had over 400 people there. We're hoping to have the same amount of people turned out. All I'm asking you to do is just come on out there and join us. If you can't make it out there and you want to donate, I will leave you the information on how they can donate, whether it's through Cash App, Venmo. We also have QR codes. We have everything to make it so that you can donate towards this awesome, awesome event.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will, I'll donate a Jeff Katz gift pack. So we'll get like copies of the book and Jeff Katz mug. I'll throw in a gift certificate for Jake's Place. I'll put something together, and then we'll have to figure out how I get that to you. But everybody else, is there a special email or a phone number they should call either to register or step up and say, hey, I want to pitch in a couple of bucks to help?
Yes, sir. They can call me direct.
Okay.
My telephone number, I can put my telephone number on the air. I'm not afraid of that.
Okay.
My telephone number is 804-901-3181. That's 804-901-3181. My name is Brad Hughes. If you want to reach me by email, you can reach me at facesofheroes7, because that's my badge number.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
Or if you want to reach out to me by Instagram, you can reach me at Faces of Heroes.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So Faces of Heroes. Yep. Faces of Heroes 7 at gmail.com. Faces of Heroes over at IG. And if you want to just call Brad, and Brad's a cool guy to chat with anyway, 804-901-3181. Brad, you are a good man. I always, always appreciate everything that you do in this community, and I'm going to see if I can't get down there myself. I'm not a bowler, but I will have, at the very least, have a nice Jeff Katz gift pack, and you got 300, 400 people there. Let them try and win that in a raffle. Give my best to everybody out there in Powhatan, sir. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you coming on and letting me have the opportunity to talk. And if we have businesses that are out here who want to, you know, sponsors put in, we're willing to, you know, we're having a board that's going to be put up, so we'll have the sponsor's name up.
Okay.
And just so people will know, hey, these are the sponsors that came in, put in raffles towards it. So, you know, and other thing is teams. If teams want to come in from whatever groups, five people,
yeah,
let's make it happen. Let's have a good time. And plus, you'll get the opportunity to meet your first responders.
I love
it. Jeff Katz when he comes out there to give you that book.
That sounds good to me. Thank you, Brad. That is Brad Hughes. He's a really solid guy. And we'll get the details up on social media as well. I hope you'll be part of it. I really do. It's a great, great effort. And I am always happy to hear what Brad is up to. He doesn't shy away from any challenge, that's for sure. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.